time for Lombardi Memories. The subject takes you back and back into January and February to the greatest one-day spectacle in all of sports. This is the podcast that looks back at each and every one of the 50-plus Super Bowls and tells the story of who won and why. For the fan who needs more than just a box score, this podcast goes drive-by-drive, play-by-play for the most dramatic games in history. I'm your host, Tommy A. Phillips, and you can visit my website at TommyAPhillips.com where you can find all of my books. Today we have Super Bowl 48, held on February 2nd, 2014, at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey, between the two-time NFC champion Seattle Seahawks and the seven-time AFC champion Denver Broncos. As always, we have a pop quiz and then homework at the end of the episode. The pop quiz question for today is, what Super Bowl record did Demaryius Thomas set in this game? The answer will come near the end of the podcast. The Seattle Seahawks were a dominant team in 2013. They started the season with four straight wins, then went on to win their next seven games to finish 11-1. While they skidded a bit at the end, they still easily claimed the number one seed in the NFC at 13-3. They then managed to get by the New Orleans Saints 23-15 before winning a dramatic game against the San Francisco 49ers 23-17, holding off a late 49er drive to win their second NFC title. Russell Wilson, in his second season, was the quarterback for this Seahawks team. He passed for over 3,300 yards and 26 touchdowns, with just 9 interceptions. Running back Marshawn Lynch provided the power on the ground, carrying the ball over 300 times for 1,257 yards and 12 touchdowns. In the receiving department, Golden Tate and Doug Baldwin led the way, each catching 50 or more passes and over 750 yards each, while scoring exactly 5 times each. The Seahawks also had a secret weapon in Percy Harvin, who hardly played during the season due to injury, but was back for the Super Bowl and ready to return kicks. The strength of this Seahawks team, however, came on the defensive side of the ball. Defensive back Richard Sherman had 8 interceptions and 125 yards of returns on those picks. Earl Thomas had another 5, with Byron Maxwell having 4 and Cam Chancellor having 3. Defensive end Michael Bennett had 8.5 sacks, and Cliff Avril was right behind him with 8. The Seahawks had the number one defense in the whole league. They went up against the number one offense in the whole league, the Denver Broncos. Denver won its first 6 games and went on to finish 13-3 as well. Quarterback Peyton Manning was named league MVP after throwing for NFL records of 5,477 yards and 55 touchdowns. He had 2 receivers over 1,200 yards, Demaryius Thomas and Eric Decker. Those two, along with Wes Welker and Julius Thomas, all had at least 10 touchdown receptions. The Broncos even had a running back in Nelson Moreno who reached the 1,000-yard mark. To put it simply, this was the greatest offense in NFL history. But the Broncos' offense wasn't all that great in the playoffs. They snuck by wild card San Diego 24-17 before beating New England 26-16. There appeared to be some key weaknesses in the team that an opponent could exploit. That being said, no one at all expected them to get blown off the field by anyone. For the Super Bowl, the Seahawks won the coin toss, deferred their option to the second half. Denver received and got the ball at their own 14. On the first play of the game, center Manny Ramirez snapped the ball over Manning's head, and the Broncos fell on top of it in their own end zone for a safety. That marked the fastest score in Super Bowl history, only 12 seconds into the game, as Seattle took a 2-0 lead. On their second play, the Seahawks unveiled their weapon in Percy Harvin by handing off to him on an end around for 30 yards. Wilson then threw the receiver Jermaine Kearse for 12 yards, and then Wilson ran for 6 yards himself. On a third down play, Wilson dived for the first down, but he came up short. Head coach Pete Carroll thought he picked it up, so he challenged the play, but after review, ball was sort of the first down. It was actually moved a little closer to the mark, but since it was not a first down, Carroll lost his challenge. So the Seahawks took a 31-yard field goal by kicker Stephen Hauschka, and they went up 5-0. Broncos went 3 and out, and Seahawks got it back on their own 28. Wilson threw to Tate for a first down at the 40 before going to fullback Michael Robinson for 6 more yards. Wilson then hit Baldwin for 6 on a first down before going to Harvin for 5 more. After a trick play which resulted in an incomplete pass, Wilson floated one to Baldwin for 37 yards down to the 6. A couple plays later, Harvin dropped the pass which Broncos head coach John Fox challenged, saying that he caught it and fumbled it. Replays showed that it was an incomplete pass, so Fox lost his challenge as well. The Seahawks settled for a 33-yard Hauschka field goal to go up 8-0. Late in the first quarter, Moreno fumbled on a carry off the left side, but he got lucky because guard Zane Beatles recovered the football for them. But then on the very next play, the Broncos were not as lucky because Manning had his pass picked off by Chancellor at the Denver 38. Harvin took a handoff for 14 yards to set up the Seahawks inside the Denver 25 before tight end Luke Wilson caught a 5-yard pass to end the quarter. Starting out the second quarter, Lynch ran for 5 yards and a first down before Baldwin pulled one in for 7 yards. A pass interference penalty on Denver defensive back Tony Carter set the Seahawks up down near the goal line. Lynch made it in on his second try, and the Seahawks led 15-0. The Broncos put together a great drive of their own finally, with Demaryius Thomas catching 4 passes, Moreno ran for a first down, Manning hit Welker for 16 yards and another first down, and running back Monty Ball also picked up the first down. But after getting down to the Seattle 35, Manning was hit by Avril as he threw, and the ball fluttered up to linebacker Malcolm Smith, who returned it 69 yards for a touchdown to put the Seahawks up 22-0. If the Broncos were to have any chance of coming back, they needed to score on this drive. Manning threw to Julius Thomas for 5 yards, then to Demaryius Thomas for another 18. Welker hauled one in for 5, then Julius Thomas caught another one at the 27. Moreno took a reception to the 21, but the Broncos soon faced 4th and 2. Fox decided to go for it rather than kick a field goal. Manning's 4th down pass, though, got tipped, fell incomplete. Seahawks took over on downs. They ran out the clock, went to the half with a 22-point lead. On the opening kickoff of the second half, the Broncos tried a directional kick to keep the ball away from Percy Harvin, but it failed miserably. Harvin picked the ball up off a bounce, then proceeded to speed by the entire Broncos special teams. And he went all the way for a touchdown. His 87-yard touchdown return put the Seahawks up 29-0, and the game was practically over already. Manning threw to Welker for a first down to start the next drive. Then he hit Moreno and Decker to claim another new set of downs. Demaryius Thomas caught a couple of short passes, and an offside call gave Denver a first down. The Broncos got stopped at the Seattle 40, though, facing 4th and 11 from there, down 29-0, Fox inexplicably chose the punt. It made no sense. The Broncos were trailing by 29 points. What did field position mean at this point? They gained 32 yards on the punt, putting Seattle back at its 8, but they still trailed by 4 touchdowns. Now, the Broncos did get the ball back with pretty good field position, so you may say that it worked out, but not on this day. Demaryius Thomas caught a pass and fumbled, and Malcolm Smith was there to recover for the Seahawks. The Seahawks then proceeded to go down and score again. Wilson threw to Luke Wilson for 12 yards, then to receiver Ricardo Lockett for 19 more. Kearse then hauled one in, went 23 yards to the end zone, put the Seahawks up 36-0. To close out the third quarter, the Broncos finally got on the board. Manning threw to Julius Thomas for 8 yards before Demaryius Thomas drew a pass interference flag. Welker caught 2 passes for 12 and 22 yards with a pass to tight end Jacob Tammy from Manning for a first down, sandwiched in between. Manning then fired for Demaryius Thomas for a touchdown on the final play of the third quarter. Welker caught the 2-point pass, but it was too little too late. The Broncos went to the final quarter trailing by 28. The final piece of business was to take care of the ensuing onside kick on the first play of the fourth quarter. Tight end Zach Miller recovered the onside kick, and the Seahawks could now relax. But they didn't. They went instead and scored again. Wilson threw to Tate for 9 yards, and the Baldwin for a first down. Next, he hit Kearse down at the 10. Finally, Wilson threw one to Baldwin for a 10-yard touchdown. Seahawks won the game 43-8. It was a scoregami, first ever 43-8 game in NFL history. The Seahawks claimed their first Super Bowl crown. For the Denver Broncos, it was their 5th Super Bowl loss, setting a new record for futility. Malcolm Smith was named Super Bowl MVP for his pick 6 and fumble recovery. The fan voting may have had something to do with that. My sister and I stuffed the ballot box for Smith in the fourth quarter while online voting was open. The reason for our love for Smith was that he had happened to win Super Bowl MVP in the Madden game we played the day before. In that game, Smith also had a pick 6. That one went 100 yards as my Denver Broncos team got crushed. And Malcolm Smith ended up with the Super Bowl MVP. So we voted for him like crazy. And wouldn't you know it, he won Super Bowl MVP, much to the protest of much of the media. So if I were to give MVP out to someone else, well, it wouldn't be Avril, because that's who the media wanted. They wanted Avril to win it. But I have to go with Russell Wilson, because he threw for 206 yards and 2 touchdowns and had a pristine 18 for 25 day with no interceptions, even ran for 26 yards. Most years, Wilson would have won MVP, but this year, his defense was the story. And Russell Wilson was the second black quarterback to win the Super Bowl. The first one was Doug Williams back in Super Bowl 22 with Washington. And, of course, this past year, we had the first Super Bowl with two black quarterbacks, Patrick Mahomes versus Jalen Hurts, and Patrick Mahomes won that one. Now, whenever we have to choose a least valuable player, it has to be, unfortunately, Peyton Manning. He threw for 280 yards, many of those being garbage yards, while being picked off twice. He didn't show up in his team's biggest game of the year. Manning would never be the same after this loss. However, that didn't mean he couldn't win big games. The MVP of the losing team would be the late Demaryius Thomas. He caught a Super Bowl record 13 passes for 118 yards. While that record wouldn't last long, it was still a remarkable performance, even if it was in a losing effort. Sadly, Thomas died recently, but his performance in a losing effort was admirable, and his 13 catches for a Super Bowl record is the answer to today's pop quiz question. The biggest play of this game was the very first one, the snap over Manning's head for a safety. After that, the Broncos unraveled and were never in this game. It was over from the word go. But the biggest play no one remembers is that pass to Hardman on Seattle's second drive where the pass fell incomplete, but Fox challenged to see if it was a fumble. If by some chance that had been a fumble, then Denver would have gotten the ball only down 5-0. But the fact that it was forward enough, just enough, so it could be an incomplete pass, probably made the difference of this game either being a blowout or at least somewhat competitive. The best player you don't remember? It's hard to say in a game this recent. You probably remember everyone. But I have to go with Cliff Avril. It was his presence that set up the pick six by Malcolm Smith hitting Manning to cause the bad throw. If you do remember him, then I apologize, but he's a defensive player, so you may have forgotten him now that the Legion of Boom is gone. The Legion of Boom defense for the Seahawks, they have won this Super Bowl, and could they win another? We'll see. For these more recent Super Bowls, though, I can't find traditional books to recommend. So I'll give you homework, a newspaper's book. Hawk Heaven, The Road to the Seahawks' First Super Bowl Victory by the Seattle Times is my choice. It seems that the Seattle Times picked that title thinking that there were more Super Bowl victories to come. And there was. There was one just 1 yard away. But that's for next episode. Super Bowl 49, between the Seattle Seahawks and the New England Patriots. Can Tom Brady break his decade-long drought of Super Bowl victories? Or will the Seahawks repeat and become something of a dynasty? Well, you know the answers by now, but that's what's coming up next. In the meantime, you can find all my books at TommyAPhillips.com, including Sweet 70s, the play-by-play of another classic decade in pro football history. Until then, this is Tommy A. Phillips signing off. So long.